you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Joshua chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. And I've already titled this program Girl Power because I have two special guests in the studio, two good friends, and a special announcement to be shared with you all. If you haven't heard, because Joyce on Saturday during our open house 35th anniversary celebration, I got to introduce you to everyone as our new station manager. So that's official June 1st, but you've kind of been in the role the last few weeks, but now we can't wait to have you here each day, sharing with the staff, being a part of our radio team, and all the gifts that God has instilled in you to be a crucial person for such a time as this. But it was fun introducing you to everyone, and if you stop by the station's Facebook page, you'll see a little photo of me handing Joyce her station manager business card. So that was wonderful, and I can't wait to talk about some of the things that went on Saturday, but also Donna Leland got to join us, and it was so great. I watched her interact with the listeners for hours on end. I hope everyone's voices have been restored, but Donna was sharing with people, and they couldn't wait to meet her and talk about the encouraging words she had to share over the air that touched their lives. And I'll read a little remark in just a minute, but thank you, Donna, for also joining us. I know you have the 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 shift, but it doesn't seem like we've been able to connect for Mark and Friends. But today, God put it all together, so we're all here. And it's exciting to have you on our team and how God's used your voice and your life experiences and your Christian testimony to encourage and fortify many people in their faith journeys.
It's been wonderful. You know, I think the takeaway is that I heard I can help soothe people. You know, and calm them down. Daniel really shared how he appreciates it because whenever his days, he says, starts to go down and he took the motion with his hand, he says, you really do help lift me back up. And that's the heart of what we want to do here at WLUJ is lift you up, because when Jesus is lifted up, you get lifted up.
And that's one thing you do effectively. And Donna Leland, with being on WGNN, so people can hear you on Saturday through the Moody Network, and then being a part of our team here, and just the ways that God has used your life experiences to encourage people. And let me read a little note. This came on Saturday during our open house, our 35th anniversary of the WLUJ family of stations. And by the way, this is today's dedicated day donor, Pat Benson from Humble, Texas. So she's celebrating her grandson's 20th birthday. So all day long on the WLUJ family of stations, there'll be announcements honoring Pat and her grandson's 20th birthday. But she wrote on Saturday, "Dear Mark, Tim, Donna, Bruce, and friends celebrating WLUJ's 35th anniversary today, oh, how I wish I could be there with each of you all to celebrate today, as I have listened to WLUJ for most of the 35 years that it's been on the air, and I still use the Living Bible I got from WLUJ in 1991 for some giveaway when Howard Fox was the host, I believe. Since moving to Texas last May 2021, Even though there are several good Christian radio stations here in Houston that I listen to in my car, I must say that WLUJ is still my radio station of choice that I listen to via Alexa in my bedroom and Hey Google in the kitchen, because WLUJ has the best schedule of programs with a wonderful variety of preaching / ministries / talk shows, news shows and updates, stories for children and adults, music and inspirational programs, and I enjoy them all. Plus, I can't tell you how often Donna Leland has calmed my spirits with her soft words of comfort and wisdom during her segments. Many thanks to each of God's people, both on the air and behind the scenes, who have helped make the WLUJ the uplifting, God-based, and inspirational station that it has been for the past 35 years, and praying that it will continue doing so till the Lord comes back to take us all home. Blessings, Pat Benson. And then she says, P.S., sure hate to miss Butch's Italian beefs and the Portillo's chocolate cake. And then she goes on to request, please send the recipe, which I did.
Yes.
So those of you that want to have Butch's world famous, I call it world famous. Others call it famous or wonderful tasting, but I've been labeling it the world famous Italian beef. But we do have that recipe, and I think it's to make like 7 pounds worth. So you'll have to minimize if you want a smaller portion. But I like she pointed out in all those behind the scenes, because Joyce, you know about all the work that goes into the broadcast, as do you, Don. That it's not just being on the air, it's all the people that work behind the scenes, that do the data entry, that send out the mailings, that assist with setup and teardown and cleanup, that purchase food, that arrange all the different music and mailings and the things that people do so that we can be broadcasting the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day. But it's a whole team. And so, did I make the announcement yet that you're the official station manager? So, woohoo! We are so excited. I think at one of our board meetings, I listed about 26 things that I thought you were capable or you excelled in or that you would bring to the station to help us reach more people, your heart for the lost, and yet your desire that the seniors will keep growing and end and finish well, to just your passion for reaching anyone that tunes in. So we're excited come June 1st for you to officially be the station manager here at WLUJ. But you've been doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work and helping and assisting, and have already worked here for 7 years doing bookkeeping and office manager duties and responsibilities. But you also know how crucial it is to build a good team. And on Saturday, you were working with 2 or 3 or 4 different people about volunteering and finding unique roles. But to put you a little bit on the spot, we began with the Caleb passage. Because at 85, Caleb wanted to take on the greatest challenge. He wanted to go to a territory, to a mountainside that was the hardest to capture. And people would think, at 85, what was he thinking? But he surrendered and submitted and wanted the Lord's will. Well, recently you turned 79, and people would say, Joyce, this is when you should slow down and enjoy life and kick back. And you're taking on the responsibility as a station manager, oversight of a team, the pressures. It's not an easy role, and it's not always that easy to work with me, because I'm pretty driven and have a lot of things that I want to see done and accomplished. But you have felt a real peace that God has called you to this position. Otherwise, you wouldn't have accepted it. You're in the process of moving up from Waterloo, so it involved a lot of packing and in the process of moving and all that turmoil and pressures and challenges, and yet you really feel a peace that this is where God would have you. So on this testimony kind of Monday, it's not Testimony Tuesday yet, but on this Monday sharing, walk us through a little of that process of you saying, okay, Lord, I really feel everything's lined up. I should accept this position.
Well, thank you, Mark. I have put a few people in shock from telling them that I am 79 and still going, but you know, I think I surprised a lot of people on Saturday that I am taking this role. We had a lot of questions when they saw me and saw my age, and one man just couldn't believe that I would do such a thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I do feel the peace, and I've always said that I didn't want to rust out. I'd rather wear out and just keep on keeping on for the Lord. You know, if the Lord has, if he's in your life and he's really working in your life, you don't have the peace just to sit down and not work it out. And I've had this drive, not just drive, but this calling from the Lord that I needed to be here to help train people to do the things that I do as well. But I was praying about it for a long time before I ever mentioned to Mark that my first intentions was to come up, find a place to stay, just to work part-time to get some people trained and so forth. And that didn't work out because, you know, when God calls you, he closes the doors that he doesn't want you to go through. And so he opens the doors that you should go through. And that's exactly what's happened, because once I approached Mark and told him my thoughts, I had no clue that he said he had been praying about this all alone. So the joke was, I said, so you're the fault that this is all happening, because I didn't realize he had been praying as well. And so I think God put it on my heart as well as on his that this needs to happen and this is where God wants me. I don't feel like he's done with me yet, and when he is, he'll let me know that. But I have the energy, I have the heart to work and to continue on, and I just love being with the people and all of us drawing closer to the Lord. And you keep on learning, you never stop learning. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you're 79 and Caleb was 85, so I don't know that I have a 40-year-old energy,
yeah.
But at the same time, I have the energy to do this. My heart is there. I love doing it. And I know when you love doing something, it's where God calls you, then he gives you the peace about it. And so I can't wait to come back and just pray, and I'll need the prayers of all the listeners, mm-hmm. that he will sustain me and give me the wisdom to do this, and that we can just keep on keeping on and get all these things accomplished that he would like for us to do for WLUJ. Great News Media continue to thrive and bring in new listeners and see people draw closer to the Lord.
It's wonderful. You know, I'm so thankful. Joyce, you're not going to take all your wisdom and your heart and your love down to Florida and sit there during the winter months. And we don't mind if you go on a vacation for a couple weeks, but come back, because we need what the Lord has built into your life. And it's going to be so valuable for what the ministry wants to do in the future.
And her character. None of us have all the abilities or the skill sets or all the things that we wish we would have. But God wants us available. He doesn't need our abilities. He wants our availabilities. And what you bring is godly character. You're a prayer warrior. You lean into Jesus and all the things that I think are first and foremost what we need in a station manager. But yet you're a hard worker. And I know this might sound embarrassing, but I say it in the most endearing way. You're like a bulldog. You're one of these Marines that can take charge, come in. You have a great work ethic. And I think you're just going to be the perfect asset team member for us to accomplish what I believe are the best days ahead. We're going to reach more lost people. We're going to try to make inroads with the unchurched and have various events and gatherings and ways to help people understand the God-honoring programming that we provide 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
You do 32 hours a day. Okay, that's your schedule.
Yeah, that's right.
We're only 24.
I'm only coming in as 24.
Yeah, that's right.
We're different, Mark.
So I'm excited. And Donna, you have been embraced and received so well. And I love your sharing and just the heart that you have for the listener and seeing people grow. And so thank you again for your unique role being on at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 each weekday on the WLUJ family of stations, and on the weekends on WGNN. But from time to time, you're going to hear Donna's voice, various radio spots and announcements that she makes for us. And she's just been a great team member and got to encourage a lot of people on Saturday. Did either one of you have a special highlight before we pick our 10 winners of these different gift cards? What were your impressions, Joyce, for the open house 35th anniversary celebration?
I think we had a great turnout, and yeah. I had a lot of encouraging comments made about even some of the program changes that we have made. And one lady had mentioned that she wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. and hears the programming, and she just loves the different ones that we do. And I had some good talks with volunteers that are interested. There's at least three that we've talked with that's interested in getting involved. And that's exciting to me because of all the things that we want to do.
Yeah. Donna, what were some of your takeaways?
It was amazing. I mean, everybody was just so thankful for what the ministry has meant to them. They're just really downloading everything God is uploading in their life. I just think of, especially of Miriam, who I really enjoyed listening to. She shared her heart, her story, what she's a part of. And they're just boots on the field people. That's what really hit me. These guys are doing the ministry. She goes to dog parks, and that's her ministry. And she said, you know, Donna, I always leave it with I love you, because that's what the last word I want them to hear come out of my mouth. So these are real people doing the work. And, you know, it's kind of like we're in a football game. But, you know, Joyce and I or Mark, we're up in the stand, we're up in the sound booth, you're kind of doing the play-by-play and color commentary. But our listeners, they're on the field.
They're doing
seriously.
The work.
They are doing the work of the ministry.
Yes.
So I felt really good to just get that partnership, you know, in my brain that, wow, we are encouraging them to go out there and love on people.
Yeah, I agree. That was one of the things that most blessed me as people were testifying, oh, we love the programming, it helps me. But then they would talk about, one was Matthew, he goes out and he looks at the mission field and he shares and he's like a street evangelist. And another person said that it's just been so great to be a part of this ministry because I share it with so many people. And I agree, as I got to meet all these people, and it was nonstop, packed. I don't think we could have fit too many more people in almost the 3 hours. I think the last half hour, there was only about 20 or 30 of us here, but it was a constant stream of people from all over the area. I know, Joyce, you were saying, wow, there are people from here and Chatham, and obviously a lot from Springfield, but from all areas. We had board members here. We had our theater troupe director, Kate Freeman, here. We had our office manager from Fisher, Karen Harrison. I mean, a number of the board members, as mentioned, people that drove in just to be supportive. We had Dan, the radio man, and he and his wife celebrated their 52nd anniversary on Saturday, the same day as the open house anniversary of our 35 years. And he volunteered for about 3 hours helping
wow.
people. Just so many people that came together and volunteered and assisted. And Paul, who's like the ultimate, if you look up volunteer in the encyclopedia, yep. you have a picture of Paul.
With a cape.
Yeah.
U-L-U-J on the back.
And then Carolyn in the kitchen, helping with the food, and Butch, and just so many great little memories and snippets and testimony time. I think I have 3 people lined up for Testimony Tuesdays
yes.
from those that came. I said, hey, I ran out of business cards, but contact Joyce and we'll set up a future Testimony Tuesday. So all these God-honoring testimonies of people enjoying the station, but being the boots on the ground, going into the community, into their world, preaching the gospel. Okay, so we promised everyone on Saturday that today we would draw about 10 names. I have 10 gift cards. These are all $25 gift cards. So the first one, a $25 gift card for Panera's, goes to, and we have a big glass jar of all these names. So we can't just shake it up in the air because it's
glass.
Big, heavy. Yeah,
yeah,
it's glass. But the first winner for Panera's?
I've got Barb from Sherman.
Okay, so put that with Barb. The next one. Oh, this is a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse.
And I have Larry from New Berlin.
New Berlin. Thank you, Larry. Donna?
Our friend Renee, you're going to get
a $25 Red Lobster gift card.
Take me with you.
Okay, this one is a multi-card. You can go to Panera's or Dave and Buster's, Cold Stone or Burger King. $25 Happy Eats gift card goes to?
That goes to Doug from Springfield.
Doug, great. I guess we can say full names, but after this, just say their full name. That way they can say, oh, that's me.
Okay.
Okay, oh, $25 gift card to Wendy's?
Juanita Morris, you've got lunch money.
Oh, Juanita. She was one that came in at the very end, but wanted to be a part of things. Okay, this is a $25 gift card. Red Lobster, Cracker Barrel, Buffalo Wild Wings, The Cheese Factory, P.F. Chang's, any of those places goes to?
Angie Smith from Wilmington.
Okay, Angie, congratulations. Thanks for coming on Saturday. Oh, $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
Gary and his lovely wife, Gary Clark, from New Berlin.
New Berlin, great. $25 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Here's a Cracker Barrel $25 gift card. Goes to?
Gary Dean of Jacksonville.
Ooh, great. That's so nice, all these different towns of people coming from. Okay, here's another one of those happy dining Cracker Barrel, Red Lobster, Cheesecake Factory, P.F. Chang's, Buffalo Wild Wings goes to?
Lots of choices. Bob Sweet from Greenview.
Greenview. Thank you, Bob. And finally, the last $25 gift card to Steak and Shake will go to?
To Carol Harris of Rochester.
Ah, right. So that was fun. There's a bunch of gift cards
That's
to
fantastic.
Give away.
I love giving away things.
And we gave out all of our 50 gift bags loaded. I don't
loaded.
Know if you got to
oh,
look
wow.
at all sorts of snacks and treats, and from gummy, chewy things to chocolate, to chips, and little doodads that you can stick on the wall, like Praise the Lord, and little Bible stuff.
I mean, you gave away the house.
Yeah. Holly and I had a big trip to Costco and filled up a whole cart full of different things. I think there was nuts and, like I said, gummies and chewies and all sorts of fun things. But yeah, the first 50 families got those. So there's a bunch of people. They just streamed in. Actually, some arrived 45 minutes early, and after about a half hour of sitting out in the lot in the car because they wanted to make sure they got a gift bag, we let them in a little earlier.
You know, Edna and Amanda were those two because someone told Edna, get there early because, you know, it gets really packed quick. And so Amanda is her neighbor, and Edna got Amanda to start listening to the radio station. And so Amanda brought her in.
Oh.
I mean, it's just a sweet relationship. And you're just seeing that kind of a thing happen through WLUJ.
Yes.
Well, that's part of the vision for the future is how can we, Joyce, engage more people, more in the community to be involved, to see us as a destination, a place to come, a welcoming place to come and attend events, or maybe it'll be a workshop or symposium or a seminar, or as one of your volunteers was mentioning, maybe it'll be a fun Friday where it'll be a craft time or a book reading or some other different events we can host right here in Springfield, as we're hoping to also do at our Champaign location where we have conversational English classes and our men's choir and children's choir. And so we'll see how God leads and what he's up to. But what a great turnout of listeners that love the Lord and love this ministry and support it. And many people gave us checks. I wasn't expecting that. Or we raised a number of dollars from the gift table that people could make a donation and pick out a resource. So people left very happy with a book from Tony Evans or Charles Stanley. And so all in all, it was a great day. And again, thank you, Pat, for dedicating this day of broadcast here on the WLUJ family of stations. Happy 20th birthday, Ryan. And Pat, keep that Alexa and Hey Google tuned in to one of our frequencies. We appreciate you, how you support the station and listen to streaming audio all the way in Texas. So our number one Texas listener, Pat Benson, thanks for dedicating this day. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Joyce Minky, and Donna Leland with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.